This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, I read a book called You're Not Listening, What You're Missing and Why It Matters by Kate Murphy. It included a passage that I found myself going back to reread over and over, and I wasn't really sure why it caught my attention so much. You're Not Listening is a book about the importance of listening, really listening. In the book, she describes how she went to observe some clinicians who were being trained at how to work with parents and children. These trainees were being scored on many dimensions, including several aspects of listening, such as body position and emotional awareness. Kate Murphy recounts one session that she observed. A clinician was seated with a mother and child at a low table in a room full of squealing toddlers. One of the clinician's arms was resting comfortably on the table, and the other was on a chair back, creating an imaginary bubble encompassing both parent and child. The child was playing with Play-Doh. The mother was looking elsewhere, sighing, and at one point, even calling her child weird for playing make-believe. "Look," the clinician said in a low voice, leaning closer toward the child and willing the child's mother to follow. "She has an idea." The mother suddenly looked at her toddler with interest. What was her little girl thinking? This story moves me deeply, and I think it's because it's an example of how someone had the right thing to say. With a simple observation, the clinician was able to capture the mother's interest and turn her attention in a positive way toward her daughter. I've always loved to watch children when they're thinking or playing. I remember when my younger daughter Eleanor was just several months old, my parents came for a visit and we all sat around talking. At one point, my mother motioned toward Eleanor, who was sitting in her bouncy seat next to my other daughter, Eliza. "Look," my mother said as she glanced toward Eleanor, "look at her. She's taking it all in." And so I looked, and I'll never forget the bright, calm expression in Eleanor's eyes as she looked around the room. She was too young to understand much, if anything, but she was so interested as she watched the faces around her. I'm so happy that my mother helped me to notice this moment. Just like the clinician, she made me wonder, what is my little girl thinking? And it's a beautiful memory. I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.